Sydney Duberly, Sydney S-Y-D-N-E-Y, Duberly D-U-B-B-E-R-L-Y. This is for data service 11/17/2022. Miss Duberly is a 33-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her impaired fasting blood glucose and history of PCOS. States that she also has hirsutism and she gets laser treatment for her hair growth on her face. The patient also has to take progesterone around 12 days in the month in order for her to have a menstrual cycle. The patient failed metformin therapy in the past due to GI side effects. However, she did well with Ozempic therapy. Plan number one for her PCOS, the patient failed metformin therapy. This is related to her PCOS and insulin resistance. She had GI side effects from the metformin therapy. And in order to help her with her insulin resistance, which is associated with metformin therapy, we will place her on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams weekly for 4 weeks, then increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter. Next number, I will have the patient return in about 6 to 8 weeks and reassess her glycemic control as well as her menstrual cycle and regularity of this. Next number, the patient takes progesterone monthly, 200 milligrams, 12 days of the month in order for her to have a cycle. Next number. The patient also reports a history of prolactinemia, and as a result, I will check her current prolactin level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.